A Reflection from Father Luis Cezano, Mark 6, 7-13. Summon to send out. He summoned them. You can't do things if you don't know what you are doing them for. If you follow a life routine, it's to reach a goal. Otherwise, your life gets caught up in the routine and doesn't focus on the goal you want to achieve with it. Therefore, the first step is to feel called and invited to live in a certain way. That's the Christian lifestyle. That lifestyle and that identity that characterizes you makes you move and act before others in your own way, leaving your own imprint. But if you're overreactive all the time, but not knowing what you're doing things for, or you simply do things to acquire material possessions, there will come a time when you'll get tired or you'll break down, and then you'll deflate like a balloon. Life is not always about doing things or solving problems, but rather about remembering what and who you are here for. A walking stick. Sadness usually covers up anger, so a depressed person is usually mostly angry. When you feel sadness and anger, you must find your walking stick. Find a way to talk to someone about what's happening to you and what you feel. That's the real walking stick. In the path of life, you will feel anger many times, and if you don't seek firmness in someone else by talking, expressing your feelings, unburdening, or simply chatting, you might feel the situation pulls you down and you will not be able to walk, to carry out your mission, and much less to spread the word. Shake off. You have to get rid of things that don't help you advance, because not everything that appears in your life is for your good, though you can learn a lot from situations that are not positive. Good things help you to keep walking, and bad things help you to know that you have to stop and shake them off. There are times when I hear, if you wish it, then it will come true. And it's not so. Because when you desire something or someone, it's not that it comes to you, you go for it. But you must be careful not to become obsessed with it. How important it is to discern and think about why you want something or someone and what you want it for. You must see if it contributes to your happiness or if it is just a passing satisfaction. Ask God to help you to be His disciple, to be a missionary, because first you have to be a disciple and then you can be a missionary. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.